unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the epistle for this fourth Sunday in Advent, Philippians 4, verses 4 and 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. This fourth and last Sunday of the Advent season brings us to the threshold of what is supposedly the happiest season of the year. But it's a well-known fact that for a great many people, this supposedly happiest season of the year is, in fact, a time of sadness, even deep depression. The so-called holiday season carries with it so much emotional baggage, the memories of a lifetime, both good and bad. You might even say that the holiday season brings an obligation to be upbeat, happy, and in a festive mood. But if this year has been difficult, if it has brought the death of a loved one or dear friend, the end of an important friendship or even of marriage, if the year has brought terrible financial loss or even the loss of your means of making a living, then this holiday season can be difficult indeed, can leave you feeling left out, very much alone, perhaps even angry and resentful, as what seems to be the rest of the world indulges in all the merriment which has come to be associated with this season. The thing is that, like so many good things in life, the holiday season isn't all it's cracked up to be. It doesn't fundamentally change the often cold and harsh realities of life and death. And even if your personal life is reasonably happy and filled with some measure of contentment, no one can fail to realize that we live in a very dark and increasingly violent world which has lost its way. Yes, unless we are looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, there is more than enough reason to feel a bit uncomfortable with the often superficial and artificial merriment of this so-called holiday season. And yet the authentic theme of the festival we are about to celebrate is joy. The glad tidings of great joy which shall be to all people, not only to the happy and contented and comfortable, the well-adjusted and healthy and successful, not only to them, but also to those whose hearts are heavy with sorrow and fear, the maladjusted and scorned and rejected, those whose bodies are racked with pain, and those who tremble at the nearness of death and the grave. Yes, the theme of this festival we are about to celebrate is joy, the glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, the joy of the coming of the Savior, his coming in humility as lowly Mary's child, and his coming again in glory at the last day when he will bring to completion the saving work begun when he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. And so in the epistle for this last Sunday before Christmas, St. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God doesn't want you to pretend, to deny your feelings. Nor does he promise escape from the sufferings and sorrows which are inevitable and unavoidable in a world which has turned its back on its Maker and so brought down on itself untold misery, suffering, and death. Yet through it all, those who belong to the Savior through baptism and simple trust can still know joy, because the joy is in Christ, our dear Savior from sin and death and Satan. When St. Paul wrote these words, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and again I say rejoice, the Lord is at hand, Paul was himself in prison in Rome, awaiting trial. Yet he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." The Lord is at hand, is near, in his word, in his holy sacrament. He is always with us, for he is our Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so on this last Sunday of Advent, we sing, "Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.